say that nothing matters. We've both been down that road before. You want to raise a fist. Human nature gets you pissed. And everything seems all wrong. The open hand is always strong. The pointing finger points back. We must stop our own attack. And don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic, world. See things all around you that are just not fair. Too much coming. Constantly she gives, know how much she cares. Breathe the air, and you're there. And don't panic, world. See things all around you that are just not fair. Too much coming.
Couple of minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the KXFM Takeover. It's a Wednesday edition, and cannot thank you enough for being here right now. We got John Church in with Chris Amadeo. We got Ray with us. Ray, give us your last name if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, sure. It's Ray Weston.
Ray Weston is in with us as
all the
well
way from Glasgow, Scotland.
Thank you. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Life treating you well?
Oh, life is wonderful.
All right, good, yeah. good to talk to you. Good to see you again here in studio.
Thank you,
Chris. You brought everyone you know, man. You brought all your best buds.
I did indeed. Well, it's a collaboration, so
okay. All right, and you brought camera work too as well.
Exactly. Yeah. I decided not to do Facebook Live. We are recording. Yeah,
John,
you never know who's going to show up.
This is the John Church Hour, and you referred to Chris as kind of a little diva thing happening here with the camera. But no, that is exactly the way the pros do it, man. That's the way the real deal does it. How are you, John?
I'm good.
Good
to be here. Happy New Year.
And that's happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. What'd you do over the holidays?
Not a lot. Tried to survive all the rain, and was very happy to have my three daughters here. So everybody was here and enjoying the holiday, and now they're gone. And
do you do the cooking when
a lot of it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
And do they help? The daughters help in the kitchen a lot?
Not so much.
All right. Okay.
They help eat.
If you want to donate to this hour, 949-715-5936. You text the word takeover, or you can go to the website, kxfmradio.org. Pull down the tab that says John Church. It is the link that's up there, and or you can call the lobby, 949-715-4859. What do we have in store today, John?
Well, as has become a bit of a tradition on these takeovers, I bring Chris, and this time we're blessed with Ray's presence as well. And I'm just going to play some of their music and hopefully have an opportunity to share with the community one of the most talented bands here. I know we talk a lot about the purpose of the radio station in helping to promote local music, and this is it right here. Mm-hmm. These guys are local musicians doing it, gigging it, making recordings, making great music, and so just here to promote the purpose of the radio station and here to help promote my friends and their great music.
And you nailed it when you said great talent. The last time we had Chris in studio, you knocked a home run, man, out of the park.
And thanks. In fact, Ray was with me. We did a couple live songs from... Now we get to listen to the produced version of the new record.
Let's. The very first song we just heard as you walked in and we were setting up was Don't Panic.
Right. That's from my first studio album that Ray produced.
Okay.
The album was called Homo Luminous. Okay. So anyway, I just want to say this is a gem. I live in Laguna. I love Laguna, and KXFM is a gem right here in our community, and I have a love affair with radio anyway.
And we with you. So what's up next for us? You tell me. Yeah, we can go either way. I've got Shake It Out, or I've got Crazy Bad, whatever you want.
I thought I made the Spotify list and put a couple from the first record, because we did that 12 years ago.
I can jump up and down wherever you want to go. This is your world. You paint it any color you want, man.
Okay, well, let's do another one from Homo Luminous. Right. This one's called Shake Out Your Pockets.
I like that. Let's do it.
That mystery train, let each other go, and I'm reeling from the memory in my brain. You always say life's what you make it. Tell me, what have you made? Love's all around, so brightly. Still you run for shade. I wanna squeeze out the pain. Won't make the same sad mistakes again. Your pockets of blame. So here we are, father to father. I still don't understand. You couldn't say how much that I matter. so you chose to fold your hand. Legacy of withholding is ending. I'm more than your name. Soul's golden fabric needs mending. I miss you, you're not to blame. Shake out your pockets.
Yeah, the best looking guy in the room, right? Yeah, John Church, there we go. Oh, yeah. You were going to ask something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They must be buttering me up for something.
What were you going to ask?
The cool poster. And
oh, yeah. The Lollapalooza poster.
Still around.
Yeah, that's the 2016 Lollapalooza show out of Chicago. Yeah, we use it. It's a soundproofing is actually what that is.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, thank you. Chris Amadeo, Ray Weston, John Church in with us. That song, that last song you heard was Shake Out Your Pockets. Great song, man. Beautifully done. Drums were tight, sweet. And I loved that song.
Thanks. We've got the drummer sitting right here next to me.
Oh, did I mention the drums?
Yeah,
you did. I appreciate that.
So there's a funny story. That song, Shake Out Your Pockets, was a dream that I had. And we were most of the way through recording the Homo Luminous album. And I had this dream. And in the dream, whatever people were having, they were being turned upside down by this cosmic force and shaken. Mm-hmm. And all the detritus from their lives were falling out. And over the course of writing these songs, I thought to myself, am I ever going to write a song that has that relates to my father? Because it's definitely been a tempestuous, you know, relationship. And right. So this song just came that the next morning after this dream. I write it. I bring it to the studio. We already had a dozen songs in the can.
Right.
And Ray says, oh, no, 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 man.
No.
We've got so much already. We're done.
Right.
And I said, come on, then let's drop another one. We'll put this on there. And he's right. Like, okay, you show it to us. We track it. We edit everything, we mix it, everything in one day. You've got one day to do it. And so
Ray,
that's the story of that song.
Dude, that's a slave driver, Ray.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a lot of music going on, you know, right. And when Chris brought the track, it was, he felt strong about it because it was about his dad and stuff, but there was a lot of music. And when you're making an album, there's so much to take care of, you know, and
so many ends to tie.
Yeah, and it's interesting as well when you're making an album, well, because you could actually go on indefinite, but at some point you have to abandon the project. You have to leave it, you know, and I think that's the word, I think, abandonment, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta leave it.
It's like when someone claps their hands and they're done. Right. They get the dust off. I've finished. I'm done.
You know, you can listen to rough mixes. You can listen to, and think, no, we'll tweet that. We'll do that. But in the end, you got to say, that's it.
Okay. Now, Ray, a lot of people may not know this, but you've played everywhere. Giant stadium crowd. You've played everywhere with everyone. What attracted you to Chris? And I don't mean that. I don't mean that badly. I mean, I don't mean that badly at all. What is it about Chris that struck you?
We met through a friend, and he invited me into rehearse with this guy that he was working with, who was Chris.
Right.
And they were just doing cover versions of songs, and I went along and I was playing like. What we're doing, like a Pink Floyd, Elton John, stuff like that, and then he started playing a song that I didn't recognize, and I said, "Oh, who did that? That's pretty interesting." And he said, "Oh, that's one of mine," and I said, "Well, hey, you write songs?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "What else you got?" And he started to pull out all the songs that he'd done, and then I said, "You know what? You should kind of maybe think about recording some of these." And then about, what is it, a week or two weeks later?
Yeah.
2 weeks later, I get a call from Chris. Hey, Ray, do you remember you were saying about recording? Well, it just so happens that we're going to be doing that. And we got a really good budget, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very good budget to start an album. And
to start an album? Well, give me the number. What's a good budget to start an album?
Well, in this day and age, it's you can do it.
You can do it in your bedroom on a computer.
Right. You don't need a budget.
But we wanted to get in musicians. We wanted to do it in the studio.
Right.
We didn't want to do anything remote, you know.
Right.
$60,000 we had.
All right. Okay. You know? Thank you for tagging a number to that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, it was done well. And for me, I thought, and the reason why it had so many songs, I thought, I may never get this chance again.
Right.
Because it was a fluke. You know, here's a guy, me, that takes up the guitar in my 40s.
Right.
And within less than a year, you know, or less than a year and a half, I have an album out. So the songwriting bug is what hit me.
Right.
And it happened when I was... doing a year of shaman training. I was working with, it's such an odd term, but anyway, it was out of that that the songwriting process just hit me. And the guitar shop in Laguna had donated an acoustic guitar for...
they're so great.
Yeah, it was related to a very tragic event in the community. And so it was at that auction at Annalisa's school.
Right.
I turned to my wife and said, "I'm going to bid on that. I'm going to get that guitar."
Right.
And she said, "That's great, honey. You don't play." But I was always like a music fanatic. And that's where Ray and I connected. And that connection's always been there. We share a lot of similarities.
Right.
So he's like my big brother that has really taught me so much. So I would say that he's definitely been the constant as far as any band. We've definitely played with a lot of different people, and the band can be it can be either me, or a lot of times Ray and I doing duo, or a trio.
Right. Okay, I say this often in that you'd be shocked and surprised at how talented your neighbor is, and in many cases, artists like Chris that roll through here at the radio station, corporate radio stations and corporate record companies neglect. And these are people that, man, everyone should be hearing their music. everyone should be hearing this sound. John, I'm going to turn to you for this question. Greed is the obvious answer in corporate radio, but is it also a lack of creativity on the executive level?
I don't know much about the corporate radio world. I'm sure that industry has been pretty profoundly changed by the internet and by, you know, platforms that, you know, now just play whatever you want to hear. And TikTok has emerged now, I guess, as this new version of radio. It's where my kids apparently get all of their new music.
Right.
I think that, you know, this radio station in particular is something that the town needs to always be very cognizant of supporting. It's a cause, it's a institution really in town that sometimes may be overlooked, but is highly relevant. It's, you know, the art town, the art village that we want to believe that we are isn't really true unless we embrace it, and that guys like this are seen on a regular basis.
Right.
And so I just encourage any of you out there who are listening, doesn't matter if it's under my name or your own name, but please support the radio station financially. Any folks out there that can donate time, there's plenty of opportunities to volunteer, and certainly support local music.
Well, thank
you. It's one of the dynamics in this town that make it different than some of our neighbors.
Right. And I would thank you for that. And I was mentioning to Julie earlier in our last hour that we're an essential service. And I truly believe that the radio station, when we had the fires here in town, proved in those moments, in those two fires last year, an essential service. People were tuning in for us for the latest up to the second information on evacuation plans and whether or not they had to make informed decisions. That's the importance of the radio station. Aside from the fact of this magnificent talent that we're able to introduce the world to, it is that as well. As the two of you, Ray and Chris, as you listen to shows and other performers here in town, does it ever click in you and you go, this person needs to be somewhere else? This person needs to be on a bigger level. Are there artists here aside from yourself that we think that about?
Well, yeah,
I think there are
so.
Tons. Yeah. Ray works with one of them, and I think Jason Fetty, and I think that the Mad Dog, it's kind of like a next level.
Right.
You know, the reality is that you could take, if anyone really cared to do it, to right. promote it, a lot of artists could rise to a different level.
Right.
I think we're vying for attention in this culture. The whole culture feels like it's speeding up.
Right.
And so as a songwriter and an artist, it's like I'm just doing gigs and continuing to just keep on keeping on. Ray is, you know, I'd love to hear you talk about, because I've heard him speak about this before, just what keeps you doing it. You've been in huge bands, you've been in Wishbone Ash, you've toured.
You've been to the top of the mountain, man. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And he still does it.
Right.
So every time we walk away from one of these little gigs, you know, I think about it. And he still, whether it's a stadium or a patio, this guy just brings his love of music and passion. And so it's inspiring to me.
Right. And it inspires all of us, even the listener, the guy without any musical talent, and I'm pointing at myself right now. That inspires all of us. And he Chris brought up the point. Yeah, big stadium crowd with thousands of people or a patio outdoor somewhere with 40 or 50 people, you still bring it. And is it just the love of the art itself?
Well, a gig is a gig. Every time I do a gig, I think, hey, this is another gig.
Right.
You know, whether it be at the Rosemont Horizon in Chicago or wherever it is, you know, it's like, music, the feeling that you put over when I play with Chris, when I play with other bands, whatever it is, you know, it's one of the amazing things is I knew that I wanted to be in music when I was about seven, you know, and then it progressed into drumming. But I kind of, and I've never lost that in all these time. Yeah, right. You know, that's a long time ago.
Right. It's wonderful to keep that childhood passion. It's a dream that you keep. It's a passion you wear.
That's right. That's right. It is, and I feel very lucky because there's a lot of young people these days when they go through college and stuff like that, and they're still wondering what it is they want to do in life. Right. What is the career? Where are they going to go? I knew from very early, and then of course when the Beatles came along, that was it. It was like nailed. Right?
Done deal.
Wow,
done deal.
That's it. That's what I'm going to do. Right. And I got lucky. And in my time, it was easier to, well, there was nothing else. Music was the coolest thing to do. Playing in a band was the coolest thing. Right. So that you know, one thing led into another. When I left Scotland, I was about 20 when I left Scotland, moved into London. I thought, if I'm really going to do this, I better go to the metropolis where all the music happens. And I was lucky. I got into like a few situations, which led to other situations and led to others. You know, and that's it. You follow your dream, you follow your passion. Mm-hmm. I would say that if you want to be a musician, don't do it for money.
Right. You absolutely.
Do it,
you know? Right.
Yeah, do it for chicks.
Yeah, do it for that. Yeah. You know?
Chris, the next song I'm looking at is called The Other Side. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Other Side is, for me as a songwriter, they just kind of, they come when they come. The faucet's on or it's off. I'm not the type of songwriter that sits down and just says, I am going to write a song right now. So The Other Side really came about with just looking at sitting in where the culture's at. And I really thought that what we've lost is the ability, as I see it, the ability to be nuanced in our conversations about really important things. People really get very overly simplistic and polarized. Right. And so for me, I guarantee you that you know things that I don't, and I probably know a few things that you don't. So that's why it's important to talk to each other and listen and take it in before you just blast somebody. And so that's really the genesis of The Other Side. I'm kind of I kind of jokingly tell my kids I'm kind of still a nerd. And I'm still that 16-year-old whose best friend was my stereo.
Right.
In high school, you know, and I poured over albums. I was a music fanatic, and I think it was dormant in me, and I never, even though I didn't play until later, that's why it hit so hard. And so I still carry that enthusiasm. Ray's like, and I think that's part of what he saw. It's like, right. This guy doesn't know diddly, and yet he's got, you know, a grain of something. So let's see where it goes.
Right.
So this is that's the genesis of The Other Side.
Perfect. Off of the album Crazy Bad Love You, this is The Other Side. Let's take a listen.
Sky.
Beautifully expressed.
Thank you.
Beautifully expressed. So the album in its entirety, when you're putting an album together like this, is it hard not to have a theme running through the songs that you include on the album? Or do you prefer to just like, boom, go different directions with each song?
No, I pour over the order.
Right.
Everything. My whole, but I'm operating, you know, on a fantasy that people want to still listen to albums.
Right.
But it's just, that just betrays my generation and how I grew up. I would put an album on and go on a journey. And then I'd flip it over, play the other one, and then do it again. Right. So, you know, growing up in the 70s, I am stuck in the 70s, and the newest version of the cover band, by the way, the guys that Ray, that said, you need to bring a drummer in, these are the guys that when I first started writing songs, they're like, you got to learn covers, man. Nobody wants to listen to your songs. You're going to have to do covers. And I'm just, okay, that's fine. Yeah. I'll learn covers. This is fun. I want to do this.
Right.
This, you know, fortunately, I don't generate my livelihood from music. Whereas men like Ray,
right,
he's either teaching some young prodigy or, you know, whatever. He's teaching drums. He's producing. Right. He's, you know, he's playing live constantly. And, right.
Ray, how discouraging can that be for an artist when they hear, you know, they don't want to hear your music. They want to hear covers. That's a discouraging thing to hear, I would imagine.
Yeah. I think with the reality shows that go on now, where they seem to have taken command instead of live shows where you hear a band playing, like way back in my day, you know, we had the Top of the Pops.
It's Still Your Day.
And
thank you.
Ready, Steady, Go, which were bands who had artists who had, you know, their own songs. They were performing. They had a record out. These days, you know, the reality things that are going on, when it just didn't. It's not for the creative mind anymore.
Right,
it's
right.
It's just for the now, quickly. You know,
it's pablum.
Yeah, pablum. That's a great
exactly
word.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We all thought of pablum, which is very judgy. Yet, hey,
yeah.
Is.
You know what? Allow me to be the judge.
I also call it chewing gum for the mind.
There you go. Know? There you go.
Listen, if you don't mind, I've got a few friends back in the UK who are listening in right now, and one of them is a friend of mine called Peter Noon. Not Herman's Peter Noon, but he plays with Roger Taylor out of Queen.
Oh man,
he has his own project, and Pete is very talented. He's a great old friend of mine, really talented bass player, songwriter, and he did a record recently which I'm playing on, and I thought I would give you right after we've done this show.
I'd love it.
And hey, Pete, I love you, man. I hope you're listening.
And Peter,
happy birthday, Jen.
Yeah.
And Anyway,
Peter called into the program. We talked to him about 2 years. It was just before COVID.
That was Herman Hermits, Peter Noon.
Ah, that was a different Peter.
This is Peter Noon, another Peter Noon.
Thank you so much. And my apologies. Yeah, my apologies to both Peters. I am sorry. And that's not the first time I've apologized to two Peters.
And I did a cruise ship, one of those rock and roll cruise ships, about 3 years ago with Herman Hermits. And he was... I met Peter Noon, and I said, hey, I got a friend called Peter Noon. And it was hilarious. Yeah.
Who's going to pick up the check in that? No, just send it over to Peter, please.
Yeah.
All right. So John had mentioned TikTok earlier and the fact that that's where your kids get their new music from. TikTok, and I'll just, it's in a one-word answer. Good, bad for the industry?
What's TikTok?
There you go. Okay.
Right. No, that's me. No, I know.
Right. I know you know what it is. I know you know what it is.
Ridiculous.
Right. All right. But, and Ray?
What is it with TikTok? It's like Chinese Facebook? What is it? What is it? Tell me what it is. I don't know.
I don't.
It's videos.
It's
short form videos that apparently somehow they have managed to link the production of small videos, typically people who are well known on the platform, to new music. And they play music, they dance, they do whatever. And the young kids, my kids, they find the music because they say, oh, that's a cool song. And then they begin listening. And I don't know, it's something probably you guys should be looking at, because while you may not know too much about it, it's the whole new generation of how these people are picking up music. You don't listen to radio stations.
Right. It's a way to reach another audience.
I did actually get invited to join it, and I read what it said, and it just wants you to give away almost everything that you...
Right.
Everything private. And I thought, nah, I'll leave that one.
Yeah.
So that's why I really don't know too much about it, you know, because I didn't dive in there.
It's an information harvesting machine is what it is. It harvests your information when you join.
Right.
And you, as a musician, I'm curious, and I think my next question was going to be, if it harvests your information personally, would it also harvest your talent, the music that you write, would it harvest that and steal from you? You know, is it an opportunity for others to steal from your music?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't,
probably. The mystery of how to monetize music, it remains a mystery to me. I know how money goes out.
Right.
I have not really seen much of it come back.
Well, that's one of the platforms that's generating audience. I mean, I think that's the conundrum of what traditionally has been intellectual property rights.
Right.
And while the inclination, at least historically, has been, God, don't put it out because then somebody's going to rip it off, quite to the contrary, these kids somehow figure out a way to integrate it with whatever they're doing. Their purpose is to go viral. Their Right. purpose is to get attention because they're getting paid for how many people are liking it or following it, and the music is kind of a byproduct somehow. It's the means by which they're leveraging to help go viral, and they're not ripping you off. They're actually promoting you in a really interesting sort of way because they're promoting themselves at the same time.
Perfect.
It's exploitation, but it's also promotion.
We're talking about the new form of capital. I mean, when I first, what is this? Tweets. Remember when Twitter came out? It's like, wait a second. There's going to be a way eventually that if you've watched Idiocracy, it's like we are moving. That it seemed so ludicrous back then when it came out. Yet I look at the culture now and I see that we really are in many ways moving towards that.
Right.
And it's almost like human beings now have the attention span of gnats.
We're rewarding a shorter attention span.
Absolutely. Right. It's like you don't have 5 minutes. I remember, when we were listening to music, our friends would go, oh, no, wait for this part.
Right.
And you would wait. You'd wait. Oh, I'd listen to the whole song for the lead, guitar part.
6 minutes into it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And so, I'm conscious of the fact that this sounds like This is where the old guy.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, we're the old guys here. Right.
Exactly. And that's okay. I can only create art from my perspective, taking in what I see and experience. So it's like right.
Creation's different than promotion.
Right. Exactly. Ooh. And I believe yes. me, this is probably yeah. the most important part of the conversation that I want to tune out right. because
Dr. Ruby and Dante.
Exactly. Well, yeah. For a while, they're like,
they're going to know a lot more about it than we will.
Put hip hop in your bridges and people will pay attention. And I was like, guys, I couldn't flow or free. I couldn't rap my way out of a wet paper bag.
It's just not me. It's just not me.
Exactly.
Right. If I say the words vagabond soul, what am I saying to you?
Vagabond Soul, I would say it's the third track on the new album, and
coincidentally,
it's really about me. I tend to include a lot of personal pieces in songs, and yet they're also transpersonal, because that's what I like. I want anyone to be able to plug their own story into it, and to me, that's what makes a song great. It's not just about me.
Right.
Vagabond Soul was just an image that I had, and I love the word vagabond. It means to wander, and you know, I'm infinitely curious and remain so, and I think that's what keeps you kind of young at heart. I do have my ear. I like to listen to new music, right. and then I quickly run back to my old favorites. Yeah. So Vagabond Soul really is about it's about me, and it's about I think the song itself. It's one of the more intimate songs on the album.
You mind if I play it?
Absolutely.
Let's play it now. Vagabond Soul.
Take me those memories.
Vagabond Soul, 9:46 the time. It's a Wednesday takeover. Welcome back. Glad to have the three of you in. Ray Weston, Chris Amadeo, and of course, John Church with us as well. And you guys got a call. This is this Trevor?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Trevor. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks. Good morning.
Trevor.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks. Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thanks.
I usually hear Trevor with an English accent. That's not an English accent, Trevor.
No. I could turn it on now.
There it is.
There you go.
There you go, mate.
That's Michael Caine.
Yeah, my name is Michael Caine.
Okay, so Trevor Baird, the owner of Trevor's at the Tracks and my favorite venue to play in Orange County. So, Trevor, I just thought it'd be cool to have you on and just kind of, I really think that what you do for local artists, having music, you know, 7 days a week, you know, et cetera, is an amazing thing. So I just thought it'd be cool to have you, you know, just come on the radio and tell folks a little bit about Trevor's.
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been enjoying Chris and the boys for a few years now, and I'm rounding out my sixth year as Trevor's of the Track in San Juan Capistrano, the original train depot. We bought and renovated Sarducci's a long time ago, and it's been wonderful to see the rebound of San Juan and just kind of the rediscovery of San Juan Capistrano in general. But it's always been about live music. I've been having live music 7 days a week for 4 out of the 6 years, and beyond that, we had it open, you know, had live music every night, and then all day on, all afternoon and evening on Friday, and then all day open to close on Saturdays and Sundays. And it's just, live music is something that I'm personally passionate about, love seeing it, and it's great for my guest experience as well as my employee experience. And we don't get in the same monotonous rhythm of the same music with the same set list, and you know, it's not the same playlist on Muzak or any of those other kind of you know, radio entities. But I'm just thrilled to be a part of that and to provide that, and of course to support local musicians who I've built relationships with and long-lasting friendships over the years.
And what kind of relationship have you built with the people there in San Juan Capistrano? A lot of the clientele of yours, I know they come in from all over Orange County, but right there in San Juan, how do they treat you?
Our reception has been tremendous. You know, we're in an iconic building, an amazing location right there in the heart of the town. And it's been really well received. You know, we're trying to have something for everyone in regards to cuisine and cocktail program, trying to be craft. But, you know, our logo, our motto rather, is locally acquired, globally inspired.
There you go.
Awesome. And we're trying to put an environmentally conscientious spin on what we're putting in our bodies and where we're sourcing our goodies. So we're trying to be thoughtful in what we put on the menu. And so we have a internationally focused cuisine with globally inspired ingredients and flavors. And then we're trying to source everything as locally as possible.
My experience of Trevor's is it's kind of like being on vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned the menu, because here's the deal. When you play local gigs, most of us, we, you know, promote it and we invite our friends, and a lot of establishments, you know, put pressure on you to bring people in. Well, that is never the case at Trevor's. You have a built-in, people want to be at what you've built. The kitchen is amazing. There's a chef. It's not like when people say it's good food. No, we're not talking about good bar food.
Yeah, we have a deep fryer.
We're talking about a legit cuisine-based,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Kitchen with an amazing, you know, huge patio bar,
right.
With music, different music, right. Happening all the time.
When are you there next?
We're there Saturday, the 11th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
February.
I'll make sure we keep pumping it to our listeners.
So and that's the thing that's cool, too. Nobody really plays at Trevor's, even when you're a regular, more than once a month. You're there once a month, and that's
right. Because that's plenty.
He mixes it up.
Yeah, he mixes it up. Very good. All right, Trevor. Well, thank you for supporting the guys.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks,
you
know, Trevor.
Trevor's Thanks, at the man. Tracks is a treasure.
It is.
Take note, so those in Laguna Beach who otherwise might consider having live music, he's obviously built a very successful business using live music as a primary means of attracting customers, and I think we could use a lot more places like Trevor's here in Laguna Beach.
Amen.
That'd be a fine example. All right, so Trevor, thank you very much for supporting the guys. Thank you for supporting the radio station. You can go ahead and call the lobby if there's a donation, or you can go online for the donation as well. And we do appreciate your support as well, Trevor.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
Guys.
Thanks,
Trevor.
All right, brother. All right, so getting regular gigs. Yes, you're sure you only play once a month, but would you find yourself open to maybe being a resident somewhere?
Well, we had a residency gig for years at Greenleaf, which is another place up in Costa Mesa.
Are you open to that again?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been doing it. I play more than once a month. It's just once a month at Trevor's.
Right.
You know, Ray plays, you know, for me, like four times a month or whatever. That's enough. It's good. I have to keep my life balanced. I work, you know, I have a practice. So, you know, I'm And yet, it's funny to me because you're always kind of like, you still have to kind of work to procure gigs sometimes.
Right. All right. Next song up I've got is Half the Sky. We got time for two more. So let's do Half the Sky and then let's roll out of here with Crazy Bad Love You.
Perfect.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. Half the Sky up next. Again, I can't thank you enough. The three of you, Ray Weston, Chris Amadeo, John Church, for stepping in. Here's Half the Sky.
She holds up. The sky gives us birth and wings to fly. When I think of what's been done, I can only cry. Such a price to pay, so then man can have the way. Woman's broken heart, there's much to say. Stolen or don't have a choice. Made objects without a voice. Source of life sacrificed by men who don't need. She holds up half the sky. When I think of what's been done, I can only cry. Well, if she dies, we let it fall. Help the sky, land of Shiva Shakti. Feels a cruel hypocrisy. All the pretty flowers crushed, left in misery. Hell came to the Congo. Darkest soul embargo. Dealers of degradation. Hearts that cannot see. Of what's been done, I can only cry. Well, if she dies, we let it fall. Help the sky,
has come to fight. It remains the only light, mother of all, here with all my, yeah. And she has no end, and she has no star. She is eternal in the lotus of the heart. Yeah, let's make a new start. She holds up half the sky. Yeah, gives us birth and wings to fly. When I think of what's been done, I can only cry.
Half the Sky off of the album Crazy Bad Love You. We're going to get the single Crazy Bad Love You, the title track Crazy Bad Love You, on their way out the door. My thanks once again, Ray Weston, Chris Amadeo, John Church, for stepping in for Takeover. I know you guys are giant supporters of the radio station, and we can't thank you enough for coming in to support us today.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. It's really been fun.
Yeah, hopefully Ray becomes a permanent part of the... of the Takeover show that we do here annually, and
don't you love listening to him? Yeah, I could just, his voice is, yeah, he's
and yeah, just
he's got a commanding presence.
All those out there who are listening to support this radio station, to support this institution, it's been around now a little bit over 10 years, and as the town finds its way into the future, I think this is a important foundational element. And a way to keep that art colony spirit very much alive. There's a lot of great local artists, these guys included, and you know, give money, give time, give thought, and encourage our local leaders to support local music, because it's an important part of this town.
Can't thank you enough for that, John. Thanks to the three of you, John, Chris, Ray.
Going down in Afghanistan.